freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up anything as we launch here in hour number three of the program. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And Mark. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features there are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. We continue with your phone calls about what you want. Then Toby's got some disturbing statistics about Americans and their disgusting desire for internet regulation. Let's first talk to Stephen in Colorado. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Stephen.
Hey there. Just as a bookend to what Paula was talking about, you know, bringing these guys up on charges, these oil execs, I found a couple of interesting things today. If you get on Google Images and type in gold space gasoline, a chart comes up that shows the price of a gallon of gasoline expressed in milligrams of gold from 1997 to 2007. And it's
really
very plain to anybody with two eyes and half a brain that it, it is our fiat money system that has caused the vast bulk of the increase in the price of gold.
Is it largely flat?
It spikes up and down. It jumps up and down. But if you draw a trend line through it, it is mostly flat.
Yeah, I'm looking at it here.
There were a couple of really significant spikes in, I believe, 06 and early 07, or maybe 05 and 06, and that was cause of, you know, increased demand from around the world.
And that's an issue. The fact that China and India are coming into their own is absolutely an issue as far as the prices of gold. But you know, production will meet in demand to some extent, and
right.
I think that now you're probably seeing that you know, the real cost of gasoline is going down, and people just don't understand that George Bush printed a whole bunch of money in order to prosecute this war.
Well, he didn't print it; his buddies at the Federal Reserve did.
He didn't want to take the onus of the responsibility on himself. With the Democrats, you've got tax and spend. With the Republicans, you've got deficit and spend.
And right. we're told that the inflation is at, what, like 2 or 3%, when in fact they're just not taking energy and a whole bunch of other items.
Yeah.
They're not indexing them to count in inflation.
Food, housing, and energy.
And what sense does that make? Those are what we rely on.
I mean,
so
when I look at what I spend my money on, food, housing, and energy are it's huge.
Yeah.
Right, exactly. Yeah, I had a conversation today with a socialist, and I said, well, you know, I don't have a problem with socialists as long as they're not coercive socialists. You know, if a bunch of guys want to get together and live in a cave someplace or a colony somewhere and have a little socialist colony, that's fine. And he goes, well, if we don't have coercive socialism, what we have to live within is coercive capitalism, like what's going on now. And I just laughed, and I explained to him as calmly as I could. I told the guy, I said, listen, if it's coercive, it is by definition not capitalism. Capitalism is only voluntary exchanges. That is capitalism. Once you add the element of coerciveness into it, it's a ripoff.
You just have a gang at that point. Right.
Right.
Great call.
So then we got on the subject of oil, and he said that the reason why, if you go from gas station to gas station, they're all a penny or the prices are all within a penny of each other, is because of collusion. So at that point, you throw the bourgeoisie, baby.
Go talk to the gas station owners, you jackball, and see what they have to say about it. They'll tell you they barely even make anything on the gas. I mean, like a penny if they're lucky.
Well, they're proposing collusion from the oil companies themselves.
Oh, I see.
That means that they're just not looking at the numbers.
He obviously hasn't seen the chart you were just talking about.
Oil companies couldn't collude without a coercive government making it difficult for other people to get into the oil-producing business.
Because then you could go and create your own crude if you wanted to, or drill it yourself and get into the marketplace and compete. But you can't because of the state, because of coercion.
That's right. Okay, well, anyway, that's all I had, guys.
Great call, Stephen. Thanks for pointing that chart out to me. I appreciate hearing from you tonight. 800-259-9231. He's right. Google gold space gasoline. Look at the images. Google image search there. And it's the last 10 years or 11 years, 97 to today, basically. The price of gasoline does not go below 100 milligrams of gold, and it rarely peaks above 200. So it usually, you know, somewhere between 100 and 200 over the last decade. It'd be interesting to see it over the last 100 years, or not 100 years, but the, you know, last few decades, nonetheless.
Yeah. It gets less relevant the farther you go back. But, yeah, I'd like to see it from 1960 on.
1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Toby, tell us about Americans and their sick desire to regulate the Internet.
Yeah, so far the government has been fairly kept, at least here in America, in the United States, the government has kept its dirty little fingers out of the Internet. For the most part, they've tried here and there, especially with gambling and such. They've been getting their fingers in, and I've always been happy about that. The Internet's
it seems to be working fine.
Exactly.
You know?
It actually gets better every day.
They keep telling me there's child porn all over the Internet, and I've seen a lot of Internet on the porn. Excuse me, I've seen a lot of porn on the Internet. I have never seen anyone suggest, even for a moment, about child porn. Now, you know, I know there must be, the child porn people must know where to go, but you know what? To some extent, they knew where to go before the Internet.
Yeah, you're never going to stop people from getting what they want to get. So I don't think policing the Internet is the way to go. But unfortunately, Americans, they think differently.
Oh, boy.
This coming from Web Pro News, close to half, 49% of all Americans think the federal government should regulate the Internet the same way it does radio and television, according to a Rasmussen Report survey. That's 49%, and that does not mean that 51% think differently.
There's undecideds in there, right?
Only 35% are opposed to having Internet regulation by the federal government.
This sounds like the study, I forget who did it, but they interview high schoolers as far as you know, how much they understand the First Amendment and what they find appropriate as far as controls on freedom of speech. And it's just so disturbing when you hear Americans give their opinions about these things because they want more control.
I know, it's awful. The majority, 73% of Americans, believe that it should be a crime to harass someone on the Internet.
Oh man, that's coming down.
Disagreeing.
That's coming down the line. I mean, that's what happened in the case with that 13-year-old girl that killed herself after she allegedly got broken up with by some imaginary boy on the Internet. We talked about that story, the MySpace suicide. And so it's stories like that that are going to prompt Americans to say, oh, we've got to protect our children. Someone might hurt their feelings online, and we need to make that a crime. 73, was it?
73 to 13 think that we should make it a crime.
Oh,
people should be arrested for this. Yeah, the article goes right into that. The findings come after the Missouri woman faces federal prosecution for creating a phony MySpace profile and pretending to be a 16-year-old boy to flirt with and later reject a 13-year-old Megan Mier. Mier later committed suicide. The woman, Lori Drew, pleaded not guilty last week to charges of conspiracy and accessing a protected computer to obtain information.
Dude, if everybody who'd ever created a fake account on the Internet was prosecuted for it, we'd lock up a significant portion of America.
Yeah.
Or they would be in jail. They'd be rotting in jail because they were pretending to be someone they weren't.
And they're throwing that conspiracy charge around it as well.
Right. They can just throw that on anyone, apparently.
And people, 73% of Americans think that they should be doing this. Women support the federal regulation of the Internet even more than men.
You know, no surprise there. Unfortunately, you don't want to sound like the bigoted misogynist here, but, you know,
it's that mommy instinct.
Yeah, girls like the government to protect things, as though the government's actually going to protect things. You know, really what they end up doing is screwing it up when they protect things. But, you know, they have to, most people don't know that particular lesson. And, of course, you know, women with the protection instinct, not a good thing.
Yeah, that's pretty much about what the article has. It just has this is interesting. We always think that everybody is on the Internet and everybody's turned on to it. According to this, 48% of people in the survey use the Internet almost every day. 25% say they rarely use it, and another 25% don't use it, according to the people who were surveyed here. So a lot of these people who are being surveyed
have no idea what they're talking about.
They don't know what the Internet is.
They got that MySpace
is, of course,
on there where the pedophiles meet the kids.
Sure, sure. If you were one of those 25%, and all you knew about the internet was what you heard through the news on television at night, you'd think it was this wasteland of hell.
And I mean, the better reason why your vote shouldn't count for me who uses the internet every day. Hey, if you don't know about the internet, shut up! Yeah. I don't care what you think
you're
about
the internet.
Scared
of the computer? Shut it off.
More on the way. 800-259-9231. What would happen if they did what they're proposing and regulated the internet like they do TV and radio?
They
talk about it in moments.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 600 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 600, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 600. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
When I learned that the accumulation of acidic waste was the likely cause of my painful joints, lack of energy, and weight gain, I knew I would have to change to a more alkaline diet, but it just seems so difficult. Then a friend suggested I try a Jupiter Water Ionizer from SnyderHealth.com and detox my body even before I changed my diet by drinking alkaline ionized water. Drinking water? Now that's something I can handle. The guys at Snyder Health took the time to explain all of the different options and help me choose the ionizer that was right for me. I use my new Jupiter ionizer for everything, for drinking, for cooking. And since I've been drinking the water, I have more energy, my joint pains are gone, and I already lost 7 pounds, and my skin looks great. Give them a call today at 877-356-2508 to find out which ionizer is right for you. They offer a full 30-day money-back guarantee and free shipping, so there's absolutely no risk. You can visit them on the web at SnyderHealth.com. That's SnyderHealth.com.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
If you're an adult male, you need to listen to this information. By the age of 60, half of all men have a prostate-related problem. In the past, many men have turned to saw palmetto to support prostate health. But now, there's something much better. It's called Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate contains 3,000 times more healthy plant sterols than ordinary saw palmetto. In fact, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same benefits of one dose of Beta Prostate. It's guaranteed to provide noticeable support, even if you're already having prostate-related health issues. Now you can get Roger Mason's Beta Prostate formula through this special offer. And if you call now, you'll learn how to get a free bottle of Beta Prostate with your order. Feel a difference or your money back. Here's how to order.
Call now to order Beta Prostate. Dial 1-800-457-9914. Support your prostate with safe, all-natural ingredients. Dial 1-800-457-9914. That's 1-800-457-9914.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up what you want via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And Mark. Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. Those features, by the way, include the Shrine of Female Listeners, dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send us their validated photo and prove they listen to the show. Just go to shrine.freetalklive.com and see what it's all about. That's shrine.freetalklive.com.
Do you want to easily update the look of those old cabinets or that old set of drawers? Well, innerknobs.com offers a wide variety of knobs and pulls for every taste and budget. And they really do. They're little cheap pulls and very expensive ones.
Did you guys decide on yours yet?
Yes. There was an option between, I believe, something like $1 knobs and something like $12 knobs. Funny. They looked very similar, but my wife had to have the $12 ones.
Were they encrusted with diamonds or something?
diamonds would be pushing it, but, you know, I'm sure there's a quality issue. That's the way it goes in the marketplace. There's always a quality issue, but they looked really similar to me on the internet. I can tell you which ones I would have picked, but that's why I'm not put in charge of this job. If one of those,
there you go.
If I overruled her and one of those knobs pulled off one day or broke or cracked or
something.
You'd
never hear the end of it.
You never would. Guys.
It's your job to install them, Mark.
Yeah. Guys, go out, work hard, make the money, and let the women find the knobs that they want to have. This is just a little advice from a guy who's been through it. And just as some help, you can save 10% on your order.
There you go.
By using code FTL at checkout. That's internobs.com, internkanobs.com. I can only imagine what those knobs would have cost at, they probably wouldn't have had them at Home Depot where.
Too high end.
Yeah, probably true. And so you would have had to have gone to a particular knob store. I know they have those in Sarasota. I haven't seen here any around in Keene. And that's where they really get you.
Right. Well, yeah, they got to pay rent and stuff.
When those specialty places. So you can
get to pay for those hoity-toity employees.
You can get the specialty stuff. You can get it significantly more cheaply. And it's all you got to do is go to internobs.com, save 10% with code FTL.
All right. So, Toby, do you recall who it was that did this study? Do you still have that information in front of you? The study about Americans' opinion. Americans' quite uninformed opinion, apparently, about internet and whether or not it should be regulated.
Yeah, this coming from Rasmussen Report.
Yeah, and, okay. You know, Americans are asked what their opinion is far too often.
Yeah, and they really... most of them don't know what they're talking about.
No, they don't. But they will give you their opinion, however.
Right. Well, before we left for break there, we were talking about how a lot of these people who were surveyed don't even use the internet, yet their opinion matters.
Or they use it very, very little. They're the type of people, either they, what was it, 25% didn't use it at all,
and
25% only used it occasionally for work purposes,
yeah,
right?
They say rarely for work, and 48% use it regularly, according to this. So that means more people think that they should be regulated than actually use it regularly. So...
That's the problem.
We're asking people who don't have a valid... they shouldn't have
a
valid...
They don't have a stake in it.
Exactly.
So they actually said at one point...
Those people that use the internet on a regular basis are scary.
Well, that is apparently what they think, right?
They're dumb.
Think about how frightening the world of the internet seems to a Luddite who's out there and he or she is seeing all this activity and they're seeing all these reports. They hear a lot about the internet, but all they ever hear about is child pornography or somebody met somebody and molested them or, a little girl killed herself.
I'm on the internet every day. I have not been, propositioned by a pedophile. I have not been murdered. I have not... None of these things have happened to me.
Well, if you don't have anything to hide, Mark, then you won't mind a government agent coming in and checking your emails periodically.
If you don't have anything to hide, Mr. Regulator, then you won't mind me giving you my opinion about your job. Let me sit behind you at work and tell you how to do your job. It'll be fun, because I'm an idiot. That's right. When it comes to doing your job, Mr. Crane Operator, Mr. Long-Haul Trucker, whatever it is that you do, accountant, you don't need my opinion, because it stinks.
Right. Where we're finding problems on the internet is in cases where often young boys or girls will go on there and they'll get themselves into trouble or something, but that's a parental issue that you're not paying attention to what your kids are doing. If your kid's on MySpace meeting some like 50-year-old guy and going to meet him or her, that's a parental issue.
I cannot even begin to fathom how they would plan on regulating the internet, the content of the internet. I can't even begin.
They do it in China.
Yeah, I mean, I guess they can filter certain websites out, and they could certainly target servers. They could send in police squads to go and literally physically, attack the server installations and disconnect them. So, yeah, they could do it, but man, I mean, now you're talking about a war on the internet.
Right.
And the internet people are not going to like that very much.
No.
The hackers will not like that very much. In fact, there was a neat little story recently. Let me see if I pulled. Yeah, I did pull that up. There's a story out of CNET.com about some hackers and what they did to one county sheriff's website. It's a quickie here. Someone hacked into the website for the San Bernardino County Sheriff's Office in California and changed the wording on several news releases, forcing the agency to shut down their site last week. One news release warning motorists about a DUI checkpoint in the nearby town of Highland was changed to read that officials wanted to, quote, stick our big government schnoz into your private business, check your papers, and be sure you're towing the line.
Sounds accurate. Sounds like one of our listeners.
That's what I was thinking. Also modified was a news release earlier this month with information about the law that takes effect in July that forbids people from talking on their cell phones while driving. Sheriff's bureaucrat spokeswoman says, I don't think that it's a joke to them, but they certainly want to send a message to the readers that they don't always agree with the laws being changed. Oh, Cindy Beavers, it was absolutely a joke. That was her real name, by the way, Cindy Beavers.
Beavers.
That's absolutely a joke, and I found it hilarious.
Well,
good on them.
I hope that whomever did it, and likely they are, you know, they're certainly of our mindset, if not one of our listeners. If they are one of our listeners, don't tell them, people. Do not.
Don't tell us.
Tell anyone.
Yeah.
It's a secret if you keep it a secret. When you tell somebody, it's not a secret anymore.
Don't tell your friends. Because, you know, they might go for, you know, if you tell too many friends, if you tell one friend, you know, that could be the friend that decides that the $50 Crime Stoppers tip is worth it to snitch you out on
if
that.
It might have gone up to $500. I'm sure the sheriff doesn't like that. Like their, you know, their website messed with. And I think you a good bargainer could parlay that into quite a bit more money. You know, and you got to ask yourself, well, maybe my friend won't throw me over for $500 because, you know, that's not a whole bunch of money. It is to some people.
But I hope you see more of that in the case that they actually regulate content on the internet.
But if what happens if they get in trouble tomorrow? What happens if they get busted with an ounce and a half of pot in their car?
They're rolling right over on you.
Yeah.
They'll try to find anything they can snitch you out for.
The sheriff will let them go that day for the information as to who messed with the website.
Probably.
Do not tell
anyone. They got egg on their face, and they don't like that very much. So they want to regulate the internet with a significant percentage of Americans. What was it, 49%, Toby, that said that the internet content should be regulated like television and radio?
Only 35 against.
So that's really scary. I mean, is anybody else out there as disturbed by this as I am? Because that's really sick.
So the only way they could do this is picking off individuals. You're never going
to
regulate everybody. We've seen what they're trying, the MPAA trying to stop file sharing. They do an awful job at it. It's going on more now than ever, and they're just picking off a few here and there, but it's not stopping.
They could do something where that's how they would start. They'd pick off individuals, and they'd say, you know, they try to make examples out of people. But then they could regulate the internet service providers, or rather the web page hosts, and they could maybe make it so there had to be some sort of governmental approval system in order to put a web page online. More coming up. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
Do you stay up late worrying about your teen driver? Do you need to know the exact location of a loved one or a company vehicle? What can you do if your vehicle becomes one of the thousands annually targeted for theft? Now you can log into your own personal website and view the exact location of your vehicle, stationary or moving, in real time, 24 hours a day. Introducing NowTrack, a revolutionary new GPS vehicle tracking device that requires no activation fee, no monthly fee, and no contract. Your NowTrack device is designed for self-installation discreetly in any vehicle using state-of-the-art GPS. Track your vehicle via the internet or text message in all 50 states, plus Canada, Mexico, and Puerto Rico. Priced at $359. Your NowTrack device is shipped active with unlimited tracking for the first year. We offer free same-day shipping and a 30-day completely risk-free trial. Purchase your NowTrack anytime online at NowTrack.com. That's NowTrack.com. Or call us at 877-NOWTRACK. That's 877-669-8725.
Would you like to know how you can use water as fuel and laugh at the rising price of gas? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has the information you need to learn about a simple technology you can have right now. Gas Freedom is a do-it-yourself, affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns efficiently and provides the energy your car needs. In just 10 minutes, you'll discover exactly how this is possible. This is the secret the oil and auto industry doesn't want you to know. Go to GasFreedom.info to learn how easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car. During the month of June, visit GasFreedom.info and receive $100 off of your order. Turn any car into a hybrid and laugh all the way to the bank. Visit GasFreedom.info. That's GasFreedom.info. Or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. Call today.
Oh, what a beautiful day for the beach. Look, up there in the sky, it's Non-X-Man. He's in a dive.
He must have found some ugly toenails on the beach.
Let's go look.
I'm Non-X-Man, and your toenails need Non-X nail gel. Stop hiding them in the sand. Take them out. Let's see them.
Ooh.
Oh, I'm so embarrassed.
Don't worry. Now there's Non-X nail gel. Use it on your toenails regularly, and they'll look fantastic in sandals.
Oh, I will, Non-X-Man.
Great. Well, I'm off to find more ugly toenails.
Don't let Non-X-Man find you with unsightly toenails. Buy diabetic-friendly, money-back guaranteed Non-X Nail Gel. It's in the foot care aisle at Supercenters, Walgreens, CVS, Long's, Meijer, Giant Eagle, Car Drug, Snyder's, Duane Reade, Philo, and Rite Aid.
Warning! The EPA states indoor air pollution is the number one health problem today, causing 50% of all illnesses. Go to germfree33.com. Technology developed for NASA is now available to protect your family and health. Laboratory proven to eliminate 99.9% of deadly MRSA, black mold, E. coli, bird flu, and more from all surfaces. Germfree33.com. Remove pollen, mold, pet dander, dust mites, and more from the air. Germfree33.com. World's best air purifiers. Nothing else compares. Germfree33.com. No expensive filters to replace. Covers 3,000 square feet. See the proof at germfree33.com. Order from our secure website. Credit cards accepted. Order by phone. 800-492-1073. Payment plans available. 800-492-1073. Germfree33.com. The world's best air purifiers.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up what you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And Mark, join us online at freetalklive.com, where all the features are totally free, and those include the bulletin board system. Get interactive with our listeners and some of the Free Talk Live crew over there at bbs.freetalklive.com. Lots to talk about, 350,000-plus posts for you to surf around through, serious issues to fun stuff. You'll find it all at bbs.freetalklive.com, and that again, bbs.freetalklive.com. Talking about the Internet and how there are so many people in America, tremendous amount of people, that are calling for regulation. 49% of Americans believe the Internet should be regulated as radio and television are regulated. Now, of course, television has different levels of regulation. There's broadcast television, and I believe the FCC has some level of regulatory control over cable systems, but I'm not sure if they control content or not, or it's just that, you know, Showtime won't show penetration because it's their standards. I understand that they have some internal standards that, you know, won't allow them to show anything more than, you know, softcore porn, for instance.
Well, so I know that when the cable access channels have restrictions with hours and stuff, and of course pornography too, so there's some kind of restriction going on there.
It's not as heavy, but it is going on, and so it really just very disturbing. And Toby, what was the other one? It was like 73% of Americans, they wanted what?
Yeah, bullying, so harassing people online.
Oh, yeah.
To be a crime,
right, so
arrestable offense.
If you say something that someone else doesn't like on the Internet, which, boy, is there a lot of that on the Internet, Any forum? What would happen to internet trolls? We're going to outlaw internet trolls now?
They're going to be arrested. You can't just ignore them.
Yeah, apparently not.
People don't know. The people that are talking for speaking out for regulation here don't know what a troll is.
But they don't know what a forum is.
Certainly not. But they know there's trouble that goes on that there internet, and we got to stop it for the children. That's where it's going. And if the freedom activists don't do something. And I'm sure they will. I don't know what they will do, but there will be some sort of digital retaliation against the government people if they try this stuff.
The Electronic Freedom Foundation has done a... Is that right?
They do exist, and they're a pretty good group.
They've done real well, and they're very liberty-oriented, at least for their thing, the internet.
Yeah. So we'll keep an eye on these things as they develop, because the government would really like to do this.
Create huge bureaucracies for it.
Sure, and the main number one reason is not to protect the children, but to protect the state. I mean, look, the internet, as far as I'm concerned, is public or is the enemy of the state number one. I mean, it is the way that we are communicating to people effectively and spreading the ideas of liberty. It's the reason why the Ron Paul campaign was as effective as it was, because people were self-organizing over the internet, using this wonderful means of electronic communication to get together with one another and to do things together and to rally money and to come up with ideas and talk to one another, meet people they never would have otherwise met with the meetup groups, allowing people in local areas to come and find one another. All of these things were possible because of the internet. The Free State Project only exists
Where would that be?
Because of the internet. All of this would be nowhere. We wouldn't be sitting here. You wouldn't be doing Free Minds TV, Toby. And none of this liberty activism that we're all so familiar with and we all hold so dear to our hearts would be happening if
I'd
it weren't for the internet.
I'd probably still be a frustrated Democrat if I had heard there was another choice out there.
Yep, and so this is what has made it all happen. And so there's a real incentive for the state people, for the government people, to shut this down or to put some kind of serious controls on it. Now, I don't know if there's any legislation that's being thrown around at the moment.
Well, politicians love to pander. 49%, that's a majority.
Oh, yeah.
That's votes.
Yeah, yeah, who knows? Maybe somebody will start running on a campaign of we need to crack down on this freedom on the internet.
There'll be an incident first.
There have been plenty of incidents they can pull out.
Well, they got to get on the bandwagon quickly enough, though.
So we'll see what happens here, and of course, we'll continue fighting the good fight as time goes on. Let's talk to you and talk to Jeff in Louisiana. You're on Free Talk Live, Jeff.
Hey, I was calling from Mark, actually.
Here he is.
Mark, you seem to strike me as a guy who's not a Republican but leans toward Republicans. In fact, you said that one time.
Yeah, I'm a member of the Republican Liberty Caucus, which just means that... basically, the Republicans talk about freedom and liberty and, small government, and I'd like to hold them to that.
Well, that's what puzzles me about libertarians or ex-libertarians who lean toward Republicans, especially now, because you seem so very fiscally responsible and concerned about that, yet the Republicans want to spend 100 times as much on war as Democrats want to spend on giveaways.
I don't know. I think that they both want to spend just as much as the other.
Oh, no.
No. Here's the statement as far as it goes. I believe the Democrats will mostly not go into deficit over their programs, that they'll tax people outright, and so they'll raise people. They want to raise people's tax rates in order to do it, and whereas Republicans... They're for small government, so they don't raise tax rates. However, they spend, even more. So they grow the government, too. Do you understand?
I understand what you're saying, but the amount of money we've spent since Bush came to office, and by the way, there was a Republican Congress before Bush came to office.
And don't think for a second, by the way, that I support Bush. I don't.
It's okay. But once they had total power, we went from a surplus.
Mm-hmm.
Before 9/11, we went from a surplus to deficit.
Now, people have heard this particular news item. We didn't have a surplus. What we had was...
have anything. I don't know who we is.
The United States government was bringing in more money than it was spending. We were still in a deficit. We owed money, but we were paying off our debt as opposed to adding to it. So don't think that we had money in the bank, because we didn't.
Well, you're right. We were taking in more money than we were spending,
mm-hmm.
and George Bush was debating on how to spend it. as he ran, and yet they still call Democrats tax and spenders. But
and they are.
What I really wanted to ask you about, though, was, you know, I mean, it seems like you're so fiscally responsible, yet you would align yourself with this group which has spent $3 trillion already
on
Iraq.
You're thinking that I've aligned myself, far too much. Believe me, I hold Republicans' feet to the fire. I won't vote for a Republican that I think is, not to some extent liberty-oriented. I certainly vote for Democrats when I believe that they are, they make more sense than to vote for Republicans. I probably vote for Republicans more often, but that's because I'm in New Hampshire, where our Republicans are a bit more fiscally responsible, and on the local level, you know, I'd rather have Republicans on a local level. What I'd really rather have on a national level, and I'll never necessarily get what I want, is a Republican Senate, a Republican House, and a Democratic president. I'd rather have a libertarian in any of those, but I'm not going to get that.
Hmm. Well, it just strikes me, because everything that you guys, all of you, seem to stand for, you know, freedom, you know, staying out of your bedroom, you know, and out of your pocket, the Republicans are more into those two places than Democrats are.
Yeah, I don't think that we're Republicans. I mean, I know,
especially Ian. Ian will hang up on me if I call him Republican too.
Well, Toby's sitting here with us, and Toby, you're a former Democrat.
Yeah, I see myself coming from that whole side a lot more. I read Healing Our World by Mary Ruart, and that's where I'm coming from. So I completely understand when I first started listening to Free Talk Live and listened to Mark and his Republican, it made my skin crawl. But then I started understanding that he's not a Republican, it's not red versus blue, and when you're talking about the Republican Liberty Caucus, you're not talking about your neoconservative Republicans, you're talking about people who are closer to libertarians.
Like a Ron Paul.
Yeah, than actually what you think of.
They're closer to libertarians than libertarians are.
And by the way, Jeff, what you're talking about just in general here is, it's really just a distraction. I mean, to suggest that the Democrats are somehow better than the Republicans or the Republicans are somehow better than the Democrats is absolutely absurd on its face. We all know that these are people in search of power.
That's equivocation.
These are people in search of power over others, and I don't care what political party they're a member of. If they want to control people's lives, I will oppose them. I know you may have a response, so hang on. 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. You can take control of the airwaves, bring up whatever you want, even in these remaining moments. Just enough time for your call, if you make it now. 1-800-259-9231. Party politics, such a big waste of time and effort. As you said, Toby, the red team, blue team mentality. It's like the sports team mentality, just with politics, and it's just as useless. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
Attention, GCN listeners. Would you like to watch uncensored, unregulated, even banned TV on your computer? Well, now you can watch satellite TV on your PC with an extremely simple hookup that allows computer owners to pick up more channels than any sane person can even watch without paying monthly cable or satellite fees. Here's the story. New video feed technology lets anyone with a high-speed internet connection gain instant access to an endless list of underground channels from all over the globe. And here's the best part. It's 100% legal. And it works at home, the office, or even in other countries to grab television channels and video feeds at your command. GCN listeners can use it to watch hundreds of conspiracy videos absolutely free. Best of all, you could be watching free TV on your PC in 5 minutes or less. It's that simple. Just go to www.orderfreetv.com. That's www.orderfreetv.com. To watch unregulated TV on your PC, go to www.orderfreetv.com.
If this is your paycheck and this is your debt, what are your options? File bankruptcy and tread water the next 7 years? Or make a call for Care One Credit Counseling Services and start getting out of debt today. A Care One Credit Counseling Agency can help you get immediate relief from stress caused by debt, and you'll have one lower monthly payment instead of the pile you have right now. Call a Care One agent today, and you can start saving hundreds of dollars in fees and interest payments. Care One agencies have helped over 4 million people get out of debt, and they can help you too. Call 800-952-9224, 800-952-9224, and find out how you can lower your monthly payments up to 57%. One 15-minute phone call can change your life. Call 800-952-9224.
800-952-9224.
Provider and licensing details are available.
Prepare for an uncertain future with DVDs from the winner of 13 Telly Awards. Hood's Woods is the world leader in survival instructional videos. Hood's Woods produces an outstanding collection of survival DVDs, from cave cooking to survival basics to home survival DVDs, covering topics such as food storage and home emergency planning. You will learn survival techniques for use in the wild and in your very own home, used by scouts, the military, and families around the world. If you would like to learn more about survival, trapping, cave cooking, navigation, tracking, desert survival, and much more, visit survival.com and browse through the largest assortment of survival DVDs online. For the low price of only $19.95 each, you can also purchase the entire 24-DVD Hood's Woods collection by going to survival.com. To place your order or to request a free catalog, call 888-257-2847. That's 888-257-2847. Or visit us online at survival.com. That's survival.com, the world leader in survival instructional videos.
Fuel prices are at an all-time high with no relief in sight. Do you feel powerless against the large oil companies? Now you can fight back. Dur-Alt Fuel Conditioner from Fuel Saver Incorporated is the solution you need for power, performance, and especially savings. Fuel Saver Inc.'s conditioner increases miles per gallon in gas and diesel engines and reduces emissions, saving up to 70 cents on each gallon of fuel you purchase. This remarkable fuel conditioner also cleans fuel injectors and pumps, reduces engine noise, and saves you money on costly repairs. Your engine will run like new with improved miles per gallon, and the savings far exceed the cost of the product. Go to FuelSaverInc.com today. That's FuelSaverInc.com, or call toll-free 866-768-7811. Call now 866-768-7811, or go to FuelSaverInc.com. Dur-Alt Fuel Conditioner. Start saving on fuel today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231, and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show, and you can bring up anything in these remaining moments, maybe enough time for you, at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. You want to help the show out, then learn how to promote Free Talk Live. There's a variety of different ways you can do it, and most of them are free, relatively simple. Go to promote.freetalklive.com to learn how to get the word out. That's promote.freetalklive.com. As we continue with Jeff in Louisiana, Jeff, you're back on Free Talk Live. And as I was pointing out, I think all this talk about who's a Republican and a Democrat and why the Republicans are worse than the Democrats, or the Democrats are worse than the Republicans, or whatever it is that your viewpoint might happen to be. And when I say you, I don't necessarily mean you, Jeff, but you in general, you the listener. It's all a big distraction from the real issue. And the real issue is people interacting on a voluntary basis versus a coercive basis. And that's what I prefer to talk about on this program. Your thoughts?
Well, I think parties should be outlawed. I think the gang voting is proof that your allegiance is not with America.
Hmm.
But what we have right now, though, are we have Republicans who want to spend unheard-of sums of money to kill people.
Yeah. How do you feel about secession? How do you feel about secession?
Secession?
Yeah.
I'm not for secession.
Why?
I'm for better government right now.
Oh, good luck with that, dude. You're crazy.
and mostly for cow pies that don't stink.
I did want to say this, though, real quick. That, I mean, I keep on hearing everyone on your side, on my side, and everyone's side saying that they're all the same. They're all the same. They're not. If Al Gore had won, we wouldn't be in Iraq.
I think that's presumptive.
Plain and simple.
I think that he might be right that we wouldn't be in Iraq if Al Gore
had won. Somewhere else.
However, I also think that we would have onerous, gasoline regulations, and I think that you would see, gas prices, if not, 1.6, 0.5 of what they are now, that.
All
again,
of it's speculation.
I can tell you exactly why gas costs what it does right now. Exactly. I'll repeat what they said last June. When they thought that we were going to go into Iran, that's when gas hit $3 a gallon, that very day.
So and right it has now, something to do with speculation?
I'm sorry?
It has something to do with investor speculation? Is that what you're saying? Who's they? I don't know.
Well, I'm saying this. I'm saying that if we go into war with Iran, gas will be $10 a gallon.
Probably
and just the thought of us doing it, you know, Israel saber-rattling this week against them, that caused a spike right there.
Well, you know, there's certainly marketplace factors, but probably the biggest factor is inflation, which has to do with the war that you're talking about. The more they go to war, the more they have to print money, because like Mark said, they won't raise the taxes directly. They'll print money, which is a hidden tax. It's called inflation. And the more they inflate the money supply, the higher all the prices go, especially the price of gasoline. So that's what your major factor is there. It's absolutely the war is the major factor in the cost of gasoline,
right,
because they're funding the war by printing money. But the people have, but
look,
the Democrats have
the
been
Democrats
printing money.
Took us into Vietnam, man.
The Democrats have been printing
Republicans
money.
Republicans aren't the only warmongers out there. The Democrats
the
like to shoot.
You know, this is all such a big. This is all such a big, you know, non-issue. And I'm sorry, Jeff. They are all the same because they are people who want to control the lives of others. The Republicans want to control their personal lives. The Democrats want to control their economic lives. And then that's just being very, very generic and very general. But the fact is that they are the same in that they want to control you, sir. Go ahead.
They will collapse our economy given enough time. We can't go on like
this. So will the Democrats. The Democrats voted for all these spending. They have, Democrats haven't pulled this out of Iraq.
The spending increases on the domestic front.
What happened
to the Democrats?
What happened to the 2006 mandate where all the Democrats were elected to get us out of Iraq? What happened there?
They keep on voting these billions of dollars through for war.
The Democrats what?
They're the P word.
They're a bunch of wussies.
But they're not doing anything. They're still voting for the war.
They're all part of the same big government gang, Jeff, and I'm sorry that you're still hung up on the Democrat versus Republican issue. I hope you get over it someday. Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. They are all bad people because they want to control other people's lives.
But to think that what Jeff said is true, that the Republicans want to kill people and spend inordinate amounts of money doing it. JFK had the Bay of Pigs thing. He had the stand down with Russia as far as, you know, the Cuban Missile Crisis.
Clinton bombed Iraq, Bosnia.
Haiti. You know, LBJ started Vietnam. The fact is, and don't forget Carter and the whole Iranian hostage thing. You know, the Democrats are just as bad at this stuff. But they just, you know, they're poorer at fighting wars, and I'm not saying that I think that fighting wars is a good thing, but...
Wait, are you saying that Bush has done a good job at...
He's come closer to winning than Carter did from getting hostages out of Iran.
What do you mean when you say win? But I mean,
if
you mean he eliminated the Iraq's military, that, yes.
What
that
a war
much,
is.
The government did eliminate the government of Iraq,
mm-hmm.
but... they haven't won anything.
I'm
People
not
died.
Saying it's a good thing.
Okay.
I'm not. I'm
All
just
right.
saying to think that
Don't
the
make
Democrats...
it sound like you're supporting the Republicans, though. Otherwise,
I'm
you
not.
Just put him right back into his old mindset. We're trying to break him out of his mindset.
I'm saying to think that the Democrats didn't. I think the
Thank
Republicans
you.
Are slightly better when it comes to fighting wars, and I don't think fighting wars is a good thing.
But the Republicans don't fight the wars, Mark. Soldiers fight the wars.
They give the soldiers more free rein to kill people. If wars are about killing people, they give the soldiers more free rein to do
I'm
their
not going to go out on any limb and say anything. Any of them are better at anything else than anyone
else. It's just a very vague, broad generalization.
They're all the same to me. Let's continue. Betty's on the line in North Carolina. You're on Free Talk Live, Betty.
All right. I'm just wondering what you guys think about the situation.
Which situation?
I got injured on the job back in 97.
Okay, sorry to hear
and
that.
And I was out of work. I had to go on Social Security disability in the year 1999.
Sorry to hear that.
And over the year time frame, I let Social Security know that I had gotten a lump sum from a settlement, you know, in the beginning. Well, they decided in 2004 they were going to get their money in. Out of it, and they told me I owed them $8,000.
You owed the Social Security people?
Yes, because they said that they had overpaid me because of me getting a lump
wow.
sum. So
wow.
So they wanted to take my whole check, and I told them, no way, there's nothing I can live off of, and you'd only take $50 out per month. That's what I wrote down.
Jeez.
So now I'm still paying them back at $6,000 that I still owe them.
Wow.
And also, too, I just went in for a permanent total disability through Bureau Workman's Comp. My lawyer is trying to get me that because I'm not able to
I'm sorry
work.
To hear about that. It's inevitable when people get into agreements with gangsters, the government people, that the government will change the rules halfway through the deal, and they'll say, screw you, we own you, we control you, you have nothing to say here, and now you owe us all this money because we said you do. We made the mistake, if they did, of paying too much, but now you're the one who's going to have to pay the price, because government never has to pay any price for its mistakes. It can keep on screwing with people's lives and ruining people's lives and destroying their freedom with impunity, because no one will ever be able to hold them accountable, because they are in charge of their entire system, from the courts to the legislature. It's all the same system working for itself, and people like you are the victims of it. People like you are victimized, and very rarely does anyone ever hear your stories. But it's not just you, it's a lot of people all around the country, and it's just absolutely sad to hear that story, and I thank you for that, and I wish you the best of luck in dealing with those goons. Thank you. 800-259-9231, because you are talking about dealing with a criminal gang. They are men and women calling themselves government, and they're doing business at the point of a gun. That's what happens when you get into deals with them. Now, there are ways to get private calamity insurance. Are there not, Mark, to where you could actually purchase some sort of insurance that might perhaps replace the idea of a Social Security disability deal?
Certainly you can get insurance for any sort of incident that might happen to you. So, yeah.
So I'd like to see more of that happening, as opposed to people thinking they can rely on these governmental programs when all of a sudden they pull the rug out from under you like they did with this poor old lady. Let's continue here. Max on the line in Georgia. Mac, you're on Free Talk Live.
How's it going, guys?
Hey, you're on the AMP line. What's on your mind tonight?
Just want to do an update to a story I put on the VBS.
All right.
A while back, about this little town in Gerald, Missouri, they hired a police officer. Also, they thought he said he was with the DEA, and he was sent down by a multi-jurisdictional task force.
Okay.
Turns out he was an unemployed truck driver with a criminal record, and he was filed for bankruptcy.
So what? So that was that the update, or what was the update?
Oh, I mean, that was the story, but the way it found out was that people started complaining about this officer was doing these raids and roughing up people, and this reporter did some investigation and found all this out. Now, at first, they didn't arrest him until they found out he had a criminal record.
So, yeah, I remember you calling in about that, where the guy basically came in to the cops and claimed he was a DEA officer, and I guess they didn't really check him on it, huh?
Yeah.
Thanks for the update, Mac. We're out of time, my friend. Appreciate hearing from you. And sorry to William in Florida, who was not able to get on tonight. Call tomorrow. We'll bring you on as soon as you get on the air, if you call in the beginning of the program. Anyway, it has been Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And Mark.
Back tomorrow night for more. You can join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
It's a fact.